AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The first of what is expected to be a flurry of lawsuits against former President Donald Trump has been filed. AP Sagar Magani has this.
Trump's Senate impeachment acquittal is expected to lead to a wave of litigation over the insurrection now that he's lost some legal protections as an ex-president. House Homeland Security Committee Chair Benny Thompson's suit accuses Trump of inciting the insurrection and conspiring with his lawyer and extremist groups to keep Congress from certifying the presidential election results. Several other lawmakers are expected to join the suit, which was brought under a law known as the Ku Klux Klan Act. It bans violence or intimidation meant to keep members of Congress or other federal officials from carrying out constitutional duties. Sagar Magani, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden has extended a moratorium on mortgage foreclosures.
The COVID crisis has triggered a housing affordability crisis with more than 10 million homeowners behind on mortgage payments and communities of color at even greater risk of eviction and foreclosure.
The Biden administration is also speeding up shipments of vaccines to the states while pressing more pharmacies into action to deliver inoculations. Utilities from the upper Midwest to the border with Mexico using rolling blackouts to conserve electricity, even with thermometers below zero in the Plain States and in the single digits in Texas. At least four people are dead in Texas because of the power outages in bitter cold. The storm being pushed along by the Arctic air mass has brought a foot and a half of snow to Chicago, heavy snow as well to the Mid-South, and ice and snow to the Deep South. There were thunderstorms along the southern edge of that storm. One likely tornado killed three people in a coastal resort area of North Carolina overnight. This is AP News. A right-wing social media site relaunch.
The Twitter alternative has been struggling to return online since Amazon stripped it of web hosting service over its unwillingness to remove posts inciting violence. Google and Apple removed Parler's app from their online stores for the same reason. Parler said in a statement it would be led by interim CEO Mark Meckler of the Tea Party Patriots movement, and the service would be online for current users this week, and new users could sign up next week. Guidelines state Parler would be using AI and moderators to remove threatening or inciting content, and they'll have a community jury to hear appeals. They're now being hosted by cloud services company SkySilk. I'm Julie Walker.
Fran Goldman didn't let a foot of snow cause her to miss her appointment. After weeks of trying, the 90-year-old Seattle woman finally got an appointment this past Sunday to get her first coronavirus vaccine. That morning, Goldman put on her boots and walked the 6 miles to get the shot. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.